Sales of bottled water have stopped going up after years of double-digit increases. The industry is under attack by a tough economy and also by environmentalists. Here's Nancy Cohen, a member station WNPR in Hartford, Connecticut.
Decades ago, when people were thirsty, they looked for a water fountain or turned on the tap.
What did it taste like? Is there a specific taste to it?
Tastes like water.
All right, try another one.
Caitlin Korner-Doloff from the group Corporate Accountability International is running a taste test at the University of Hartford to convince students there's not much difference between bottled water and tap.
This is actually tap water, the last one, which we thought was Aquafina. Cup D was Hartford, West Hartford tap water.
Okay.
Criticism of bottled water was first sparked a couple of years ago when concern about dependence on fossil fuels coincided with a rise in bottled water consumption. Environmentalists have been calling for people to give up the bottle ever since and for states to increase recycling. Now, the entire bottled water market is down 1%.
Anecdotally, we believe that consumers last year increasingly drank more tap water.
Gary Hempel tracks sales for the Beverage Marketing Corporation. He says the sale of most non-alcoholic beverages fell last year because of the economy. But he says with water, there may be another issue.
The secondary reason, perhaps a little bit more difficult to measure, but nonetheless probably a factor, are environmental questions.
Attack on the bottle isn't only coming from environmentalists. Bottled water competitors like Brita, which sells water filters, launched an ad campaign knocking the bottle. NPR aired them this month. But bottled water is still selling. Americans spent more than $11 billion on it last year. Kim Jeffrey is CEO of Nestle Waters North America, which owns Poland Spring and 14 other brands. He says if environmental concerns are influencing sales, they're not having much of an impact.
The problems we're seeing right now are very, very much attributable to the economic downturn, not to the fact that people are leaving bottled water in droves, because it's just not happening.
At Geisler's Supermarket in East Windsor, Connecticut, some people are buying 2 cases or 48 bottles a week. Other customers are cutting back.
I used to buy a case once in a while, but I don't anymore.
And why is that?
Probably watching my pennies.
Linda Lamar is a special ed consultant who's now down to a couple of bottles a week. Lenny Witten, a plumber, used to buy a case a week, but now fills the same bottle with tap water over and over.
Just because of the landfill, you know, just filling up landfills with the plastic and it just doesn't decompose.
Kim Jeffrey says his company is trying to use less plastic resin. A half liter of Poland Spring used to be made from 14.5 grams.
Today, it's less than 12.5 grams. That move down saved us about 65 million pounds of resin a year and had about a 10% reduction in our greenhouse gas emissions. But the fact that the bottle's still there suggests that we have more work to do, and that's in the area of recycling.
Jeffrey says we should have curbside recycling for everyone. But bottled water critics still want fewer bottles. For NPR News, I'm Nancy Cohen.